Okay, good morning. We are on Daf Samach Tes today, but we're up to Samach Ches Amud Beis. We're dealing with the topic of Iska. Iska is where there is a hiring of either an investor or of a salesman, where someone has a product, he gives the product to a professional to increase, to make it into more product. And the nature of the deal is that they will divide the profits, if there are profits. If there are losses, they will divide the losses. So the meaning of that is that half of this stuff has become a loan, and on that, professional is going to get the gain, the profit, because it's a loan. The other half is a deposit, is a picadon, and that the owner is going to get the gains of that half. So this, midoraisa, would not be interest, but midorabanan, it looks like interest, because the efforts of the professional, all of his work, he's seemingly not really being reimbursed for. He's doing that as a favor, since he got a loan of half, so therefore as a favor he does efforts on the other half, which is a deposit. So the Mishnah taught that he has to get paid something. So the argument, how much he gets paid in the Braisa, maybe he just gets paid a little bit of lunch that he can dip his bread into the fish oil, maybe he gets paid like a worker would want to get paid, but he has to get paid something so that it's no longer looking like interest. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Makom shenagu lahalos char kataf lima'os lebehema, in a place where when giving an animal to a shepherd, the custom is that the shepherd's going to grow the animal, he's going to get feed it, he's going to graze it, he's going to take care of it, and then half of that increasement will, half of the increase will be his, but half of the, if there are losses, and half the losses will be his. So basically he's become a borrower on half the shepherd, and he is a watchman watching the deposit on the other half of the animal. So really there he should get paid something. That's the law of our Mishnah. But if in this place there's a custom to give him more than something, they give him the wages of a porter for carrying the animal in and out and taking care of the animal, malin, that's what the man who gave him the animal has to give him. He has to give him the wages of a porter. Vein mishanim miminigam medina. In all matters of business, we have a rule. We are not to deviate from the custom of the place. If the custom of the place is in a certain way, that certain payments are made, those are the payments that have to be made.
So, Rabbi, the shomer is paid shomer. Plus, he's already involved with half of profit and half of loss. Is that what it is?
He has to be, I wouldn't call him paid shomer, but he has to be paid separately of the fact that he's working it and he's going to get half the profit. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if the animal that was given was a young calf, Shaman Egelim Imo, that when a young calf was given to the shepherd with its mother, so then you don't need to pay the shepherd for schlepping the calf around, because you can assume that the young calf will just follow along the mother, and it won't really be much effort to take care of the calf. The same is true of siach, if it was a young horse given with its mother im imor. V'afilu b'makom shenagu lahalo sachar katef lama'ot. And even if this is a place where normally when a shepherd gets young calves by themselves or young horses by themselves, he does get paid for the carrying costs. If he got them with their mother, he doesn't have to get paid. Just ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo boy, schar amalo mezono. But doesn't Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agree to the law of our Mishnah, that if someone is working on my goods, and He might get half the profits. Or if there are losses, he's going to only have half the losses. So then we say it's half loan, half deposit, and he needs to get paid besides this deal because we don't want it to appear that he's doing the work on the deposit as an interest payment for having gotten a loan on the other half. Doesn't Reb Shimon Galil agree to that? So the Gemara answers, Reb Shimon Galil holds that when the shepherd got a calf with its mother, ika glalim, so you don't need to pay him for schlepping the calf, because he's getting paid in the fact that he can pick up the droppings, the excrement that come out of the calves, and keep it and use it as fertilizer. Why did the Tanakhama disagree to that? That would be the salary. The Tanakhama holds, when it comes to those droppings, that's not that the depositor or the person who's hiring him is giving him a wage. It's rather the droppings that come out of an animal, the owner of the animal makes hefker, and he's acquiring it from a state of being ownerless. So he's not getting it from the owner. So in terms of the owner, though, it really looks like interest, that he is doing all this effort on the half that's a deposit because he got a loan, and he got a loan because the other half he got as a loan. So that looks like interest, that he's giving back the loan, plus he's giving an added gift to the one who gave him the loan. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the wage that you give to the worker can be very minimal. It can be, you know, just to allow him to have some lunch with you. Halacha is also like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if what you had, the goods that you gave to the man with this arrangement of half profit, half loss, were sheep, that if the shepherd can keep just the leftover shearings of wool, that which comes off in the thorns, that's also enough wages. And halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that if you hired a shepherd to produce profits, and the deal was half profit, half losses, this deal that we're talking about, so then if you get, even in a place where the custom is to pay the shepherd for schlepping the young calf, if the young calf went with its mother, then you don't need to pay for the young calf schlepping, and the excrement is already considered having paid him. So Rav Nachman said, halacha is like all these opinions. Now a story. Bnei Rav Elayish, the children of Rav Elish, Nafik Alayu Ahushtara, after their father of Elish died, a man came with a document which said, Davak Sivbe, where it said, Pal Gaba Agar, Pagar Behefsid. Document said that this man had given some goods to Rav Elish, and that Rav Elish was going to sell them and increase their profit, and he was going to get half the gain, and if there would be Nebuchadnezzar v'shalom, the opposite losses, the man would only carry half of the losses. Rav Elish would only have half the losses. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Rav Elish gavar rabahu. Rav Elish was a great man. Yisura l'inish lo havasapi. He would not be feeding people treif. He's not a man who was going to take on a deal that would be interest to the man who had hired him, because Rav Elish would never do that. He wouldn't cause people to sin. So manavshach, so you have to say that that wasn't the deal. The deal says that that was what happened. It didn't say that Rav Elish was getting a separate wage from the man who had hired Rav Elish. So what was going on? Really what's going on is the following. Ipalga ba'agar, if Rav Elish's deal was that Rav Elish was going to get half of the profits, if there were profits, then, if there were losses, tre tilta behefsed. That would mean that Rav Elish would swallow two-thirds of the losses. In other words, that basically, the owner of the stuff, if each were going to get half of the profits, then the owner of the stuff was going to swallow two-thirds of the losses. In other words, it turns out that what was Rav Elish guaranteeing? Only one-third of the property. In other words, Rav Elish only borrowed a third, and yet, if it would go up, he would get half of the profits. He's getting profit in excess of his portion. So why is he getting that added profit? That's because he's doing all this effort for the owner's half. And if you're going to say that Rav Elish was going to suffer half of the losses, that if the whole thing was destroyed, he would have to pay for half of it, and if there would be profit, trade tilsa be'agar. Rav Elish would be getting two-thirds of the profit, because half of it was a loan, half of it was a deposit. He needs to get paid for having worked on the deposit half. So how does he get paid in that? He gets a greater proportion of the profit. He gets two-thirds of the profit instead of half of the profit. That's because he's putting in all this effort on behalf of his friend.
Who, the owner is getting two-thirds? If I give something consignment to a place to be sold.
Okay, and so, the deal was half profit, half loss.
Right.
But you're not paying that place in addition. So then, if it's half profit, half loss, it must be that you are going to take more than half loss. You're going to take two-thirds loss, because he's got to get paid something for working on your half.
But we said that this is my price, okay, so whatever is the difference, we split, right? So let's say I'm asking for $50. I'm giving its consignment to the guy to sell it. He sells it for $100.
Okay.
So he has to give me my 50 plus half of the $50 that he made profit.
That could be, but it depends. But if but you also have to pay him something.
He did work.
What did
he have to pay him a salary?
His work is to get half of the profit.
You have to give him something also.
On the top of that,
on top of the 25. Give him some lunch.
Half of risk.
Oh, I see.
Give him some lunch. If you didn't give him some lunch, then it has to be a different arrangement. That with it, he's getting more of those profits than he should. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise there'd be interest.
And if he doesn't have risk of loss.
But he's taking on none of the risk.
No, he is.
No, if I give all of the money, to you for a business, mm-hmm. and I'm not doing the work, you're doing all the work, you're not taking any
no,
risk.
Of course he is. If the business fails, he pays half.
He hasn't lost any money.
But if he does lose, he has to pay half.
He has to pay half of the losses.
Half the losses, he has a lot of
money.
What if he doesn't have to pay any of the losses?
That's not this case. That's not this case. Our case is when he has half the losses. I'm a Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, what's that?
Does it have to be two-thirds or could it be
50.1? 50.1. Anything more than 50. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Amrita Lishmaita Kameder Rav Zvimina Harda. I taught this whole halacha, this story with Rav Elish, that even though the document said it was 50-50 in terms of both profits or losses, it said it couldn't have meant that because Rav Elish was a Talmud Chacham. He wasn't going to enter into an arrangement that would saddle the man who made the arrangement with him with the sin of interest. So I said this in front of Rav Zudav Nahartav, Amarli, and he said to me, why? Why do you have to assume that? Dilma Rav Elish Tov Limu Betzirava. Maybe Rav Elish was getting a little bit of lunch with the man who had given him the goods, and that's why it wasn't interest, because he was getting paid by getting some lunch. I'm Rav Nachman, and after all, we know Rav Nachman says, Allah Rav Yehuda, the Allah is like Rav Yehuda, that the investment professional just needs to get paid a little bit, even if he gets permission to now, or the merchant has to be paid a little bit. If he gets permission to dip his bread in fish oil, that's also enough. Amarle, so Rav Zvid, Rav Kahana said back to Rav Zvid, Lav Hilchasa Itmar. Really, Rav Nachman never said Alachas like Rav Yehuda. Elashita Itmar. What Rav Nachman said was that both Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon Gamliel are all of the opinion that the investment professional in this arrangement of the 50-50 needs to get paid a little something, but not that much. But not that halacha is that way. It's just that they all agreed to the same point of view. Hachanayim Mestabra. That's clearly what Rav Nachman meant. Dilo Temach, because if you're going to say that Rav Nachman actually was saying halacha is like Rav Yehuda, and halacha is like Rav Yosef Yehuda, and halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, why does he have to repeat three times? Halacha is like this one, halacha is like this one, halacha is like this one. Just say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda is the most lenient. Rabbi Yehuda said that if the investment professional gets permission to put his bread in oil, that already is his wage, and that's already enough. It doesn't look like interest. So once you say that, then of course, certainly if the shepherd has rights to some of the leftover wool, certainly the case of Rav Shimon Gamliel, where the shepherd has rights, the rancher has rights to the excrement, that we would say that he's getting something in addition to the arrangement, and it's not a situation of looking like interest. So why did he have to say each of them must be? He's just saying that all of them are the same opinion, but not that halacha is like them. So halacha is not like them. So if halacha is not like them, we have to say that this doctrine of Rav Elish didn't mean that which it said. Next Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav said like this. Let's say there's an arrangement where I give my cow to a rancher to raise the cow. So we make the following deal. I say, listen, you're going to have the cow. It's right now, it weighs 100 pounds. If you increase it to weigh 700 pounds and you get it to start producing milk, you'll get half of that gain. You'll get half of the milk. You'll get half of the increase in value if we sell it for meat. But if chas v'shalom, you know, lions come and they eat the cow, then you'll pay me at least half the value of the cow. So you'll have half the gains, half the losses. So that's what we say all along is a situation where I also need to pay him something for his efforts. So I'm a Rav. Rav said like this. If the deal was that mosar shlish, if it goes up to more than a third of its current value, let's say right now it's 100. I say to him, listen, if you're going to get it up to be worth 150, so whatever is more than a third, whatever is more than 33, that extra 17, bischarcha, that's your wages. Oh, but if you get it up to just a third more, then we split it 50-50, and if it goes down, we split the loss 50-50. Sareza mutter, that's already allowed, that's already considered paying him, and it doesn't look like interest. To Shmuel, Amar Shmuel said, I understand. Lo matzer moser shlish. If he doesn't succeed in making it worth more than a third. So now Yelech Lebeso Rekan, he's going to go to his home empty-handed. He's going to go to his home without having gotten paid, and he just put in effort for you, and you just gain all, and those gains are split 50-50, it looks then. If the gains are split 50-50, then on the 50% that was a loan, he got all those gains. The 50% that was a deposit, you got all those gains. And meanwhile, because you gave him a loan, he did these efforts for you for free. So Shmuel said, that if you hire someone to work on your cow, besides the fact that you've offered him the chance of getting 50% of the profits, if there are profits, you also have to promise him that no matter what, you're going to give him a dinar for his efforts. So that's what Shmuel said.
He doesn't deserve it.
Baruch.
V'savar Rav, so the Gemara says, now Rav had said that just making the deal that if it becomes more than a third, you'll get that added amount is enough. V'savar Rav, ain't kotzin lo dinar? Does Rav think that that's in fact the case, that just giving him the possibility of getting a certain profit is already considered a profit, considered a wage, and therefore it doesn't look like interest. And you don't need to separately give him a separate wage of a dinar. Ivam, a Rav, we know that Rav used to say that a man who gave his cow to a rancher, resh egla lefatoma, you have to give the head of the cow to the rancher because he's fattening it up. And besides the head of the cow that he gets, the rest, the profits, get split 50-50. So my love, why are you giving him the head of a cow? Must be that the case like this. You told him, if you'll be very successful in fattening it up and you'll make it worth even more than a third than it is now, that amount of over the third you'll get to keep. And if it wasn't more than a third, then you'll get to keep the head. So Gemara says, lo, that's not the case. He said to him like this. E moser shlish. If you want, it could be a deal where you'll get the amount of more than a third. You'll keep that amount. And if you don't want to do that, we'll make a different deal. Resh egaliftoma. You'll fatten it up. If it gets fatter and you succeed in your efforts, you'll split in those profits. Plus, you'll get the head of the cow. And if it doesn't get fatter, so you'll split in the losses, but you'll get the head of the cow.
You're saying that if we give a cow to a rancher,
yes,
and through his negligence, a tiger comes in and eats the cow.
Okay.
Okay, so now you have to give a dinar to the rancher too, on the top of losing your cow? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. That's the arrangement. That's the business deal. Ibayasemo, terms I can tell you, when did Rav say that there's the option of giving him that which is more than a third? Ki kamarav moser shlish bischar chamuter. Kagon de Isle Behemel di Day. When he, the rancher, has his own animals. To Amri Inchi, as people say, Gavulatura, Gavulaturai. The same way you have to mix bran with water for one cow, you're mixing it for two cows. In other words, he already is doing the work for his own cow. So to add in my cow, it's not much work. So therefore, since it's not much work, I don't have to pay him much. So I can. The payment is that if he's very successful and he succeeds in making my cow more than a third valuable than it is now, then he'll get those added profits. And that's already enough. It doesn't look like interest because it's really not much effort. Since it's not much effort, it doesn't need to be compensated much for it. Okay, now a story. Rabbi Lazar me Hagrunya, Rabbi Lazar from Hagrunya, Zavin Behema, he bought an animal. Yayiv le la'arise mefatim le. He gave it to his sharecropper, that the sharecropper should fatten it up. And he said, if you'll succeed in making it from 100 to 200, you'll get 50 of that gain. If chas v'shalom, there's a failure, it goes from 100 down to 20 under you, you'll pay me 40, you'll pay me half of the loss. Okay. Then when it came time for the division, v'yayiv le reisha ba'agri, he said, okay, besides the fact that we had the deal of 50% of the gain, 50% of the loss, so now that looks like interest, because it looks like 50% of the gain, that was a loan. It looks like the 50% loss, that was the deposit. So it looks like you're working on the part that's a deposit in return for the fact that I gave you a loan. It looks like interest. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay you separately for your labors. Yoiv l'resha ba'agri. So like what we just saw, he gave him the head of the cow as his reward. Plus, v'yoiv palga rivacha. He also gave him half of the improvement. Fine. That's exactly as Rav said. It wasn't land, it was an animal.
No, but the land being used to feed the animal belongs to who? Who is paying for the food to feed the animal?
Certainly the sharecropper. Amalei de Bisu, so the wife of the sharecropper said to him, listen, here the animal was his. All you needed to do was fatten it up, right? You took it out to pasture, you got it fatter. And he gave you half the profits, plus he gave you the head, besides the half of the profits. If instead of you just being a sharecropper, but you go further, you become his partner, he'll probably give you the head, and he'll give you the tail, and he'll give you half the profits, half of the improvement. So you should be a partner with him. So that's what he did. Azil zavin ba'day. So this sharecropper now went with Rabbi Elazar of Hagrunya, and he bought a cow together with him, and he increased it, and then they came time to divide it up. So Palgalei Mal Yasa, Rabbi Elazar of Hagrunya gave him half of the tail. Amarle, so then Rabbi Elazar said, okay, I gave you half the tail, I'm going to give you half the profits, and Tanifl Galareshe, let's divide up the head, I'll give you half the head too. Amarle, so the sharecropper said, understand, Hashtakame Kara Nami Lo. I don't understand. Now that I am a partner, not only am I not getting the tail, I'm not even going to get the head. When I wasn't a partner, I got the head and I got half of the added fat. So now that I'm a partner, I don't even get the full head.
Why didn't he negotiate before?
Amarle, Sir Beleza said, Ada Idna, no, there's a difference. Till now, Zuzi Didi Havu, that's right, it was my money and I gave you the animal to work on it. You only accepted to be responsible for half of the value of the animal. So only half of the value of the animal was a loan. So there was a loan there. If I didn't give you something beyond the loan, beyond the deposit, if I'm not giving you a little bit extra, it looks like your efforts on my part is just an interest that you're giving to me because I gave you the loan. But now that you gave me money for the cow, we are partners. Now we're partners. There's no loan here. If there's no loan, there's no nothing looks like interest. We can divide it up. My comment, what are you going to say? Tirachna tvei purta. I worked on this more than you did. You just put in the money. I put in effort. Therefore, I should be gaining money. I should get more of the animal because I put in more into this partnership than you did. Amri Inchi, people say, Stam arisa lemari ara kamishabi nafshe la suyele raya. Typically, when there is a sharecropper who works for a owner, it's true that the sharecropper works harder. That's the norm. That's always the norm. That's the arrangement. So that's the case here too. You are my sharecropper, you worked harder than I did. That's always the case of the partnership of the sharecropper and the owner. The sharecropper works harder. You only get half.
He's not a sharecropper with respect to the cow. He's a sharecropper with respect to the land, but with the cow, they're partners. So how can he bring up this, you know, saying that sharecroppers work harder? He's not a sharecropper with respect to. It seems to me that
the point is that it's a partner.
It seems to me that he's almost loaned his services to Rav Elazar now should pay for his services.
No, they're partners, and the partners we all get 50. Each gets 50%. Each gets 50%. What's the question? Yeah.
That's the loan.
He has to give it back. That's the loan.
It's a big difference between loan and
again. It's all. This is all ribbis d'rabbanan. As long as it looks like a loan, it's considered a loan. It's. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, talking about how long a person needs to work with an animal that he was given to improve its value. Hashem behemel chaveiro, somebody who assessed the value of the animal, it's worth 100 right now, now you're going to work it, you're going to grow it, it's going to be worth more, we'll see what it's worth 3 months from now, we'll split that profit. Adma seichayev letapilba, how much effort does he need to put in? Sumcha somer ba'asono, Sumcha says with female donkey, shmona asher chodesh, she has to put in 18 months. Begodros with sheep, esen ve'arba chodesh, 24 months. Vim ba'lachlo besoch zmano, let's say after 10 months with the sheep, he says, you know what, let's divide what we've got till now. Chaveiro ma'akev alav, the friend can say, no, I'm sorry, I gave you this animal, it's my animal, you're not going to divide it until you work it enough to the point that we wanted to get to. Because he can say, it's not similar. The efforts that you need to do in year two are not similar to what you need to do in year one. Year two, you need to put in more effort because you have to spend more on fattening it up. It's already bigger. And therefore, I don't want to take it back now after only year one. My aval to come, what does it mean, however? Don't say the word however, rather, Ella. It's because lefi sheino dome tipulo shoshana zul tipulo shoshana acheres, because the second year is a greater effort is required than year number one. That's why the owner of the animal can refuse to accept that after only 1 year they will divide up whatever the profits were. Tani dechulent in another brisa. Hashem behema lechaveiro. If a person goes to his friend, they figure out what the value of the animal is, and the friend is going to raise the animal. And they will divide the improvement and the children born of the animal, and the animal gives birth to children. How long does that friend have to keep dealing with the young children that are born from the animal? So, bedaka, if it is sheep, shloshim yom, 30 days, and after 30 days, he can tell the owner, okay, you take your half of the children, I'll take my half. Begasa in a big animal, let's say cattle, chamishim yom, 50 days. Rabbi Yossi says bedaka when it's sheep, shlosha chadashim, 3 months. Bipnei tipula meruba, because it takes a lot of effort. My tipula meruba, what does it mean? Why do you have to? Why is there so much effort for taking care of sheep? Bipnei shinei dakos, because the young sheep, they have very thin teeth, and you need to help them. You need to feed them. So since you need to feed them, you need to give it 3 months. Mikan ve'elach, after 3 months. Then, notel mechza shalo. So let's say I, the owner of the animal that had given it to my friend, I don't want to take my animals back. I want to insist that he keep working with them. So notel mechza shalo. He can take the half that are his, but if I continue and say, listen, you have to keep the other young ones too. So now he gets chatzi mechza b'shel chaver. He gets half of my half. He's entitled to half of my half. The Gemara now tells a story where we have that situation where a man got half of the owner. Rav Menashe Bar Gadya got an animal in order to raise it. He would get half of the profit if it improved, plus if it had children, he would get half of the children. So he was raising it after the term. So then Shakal, and then he raised it even more than he had to. So Shakal Mechza Shalo, he took his half. V'chatzi Mechza b'shel chaveiro. Plus, he took half of the animals of his friend. Us lekame du Abaye. So Rav Menashe went in front of Abaye with his friend who was upset about it. Amar leis, Abaye said to Rav Menashe, man palaglach. First of all, who had divided it up at the end of the time? You know, who had said, okay, half are yours and half of his friends? Who had valued all these young ones to say that each one got an equitable, fair half? Since they didn't have a bezdin dividing it, maybe they weren't divided well, and you're really not entitled to take half of what your friend's portion should have been, because maybe it wasn't divided correctly. Vod, and furthermore, why you shouldn't be taking half of your friend's portion. Makum shenagu legadalhu. Here it's a place where the custom is that when you are a shepherd, you take care of the animals until they get big, not just for 50 days or for 3 months. It's not, we're going to have in a Mishnah that makum shenagu legadal. If the custom is that when I have sheep to raise and to fatten and to get half of the gain, and half of the children, if the children are born, and the custom is that I raise the children until they get bigger, Yagdilu, I have to raise them until they get bigger. Okay, Hanu Tre Kutay. There were these two Kutin. Davud Iska Bahade Adadi. They made a partnership with each other with cash that Reuven gave Shimon money, and Shimon was going to buy stuff, and he was going to get half of the profits, and if there were going to be losses, he would carry half of the losses. Azul chad minayu. So one of them went, and Palig Zuzabalo died to the Chavri. Without even telling his friend, he dissolved the partnership. He took half the money. He says, okay, this is mine. I am using it just for my own stuff. And I'm not using the other half. The other half for my friend, I'm giving it back to him. So that stuff that this guy did went up. It was a profit. So Azul Kamid Rav Papa, they came in front of Rav Papa. Amale, Rav Papa said, my nafkamina. So what do you care? What do you say? Well, this man, he divided the partnership without telling me. But Hachi Amar Rav Nachman, this Rav Nachman said, Zuzi, command the pligi dummy. Whenever you have cash, it's as if it's already separate. It's already separate, the cash. The coins are already separate from each other. And therefore, he's allowed to divide the partnership. So therefore, what happened? Lishana, after a year, Zavun Chamra Ba'adei Adadi, these two guys got together again as partners, and they bought barrels of wine, again, to go sell them for profits. Kamidach, again, the other guy now wanted to do revenge against his friend. My friend, you know, went and he had divided from me the cash without telling me. So now this time, Kamidach, who publicly below died to the Chavre, he took half the wine without telling his friend. He said, okay, I'm doing this on my own. And that business deal worked. So the friend wanted half the profits. Asal kam to Rav Papa. He went to Rav Papa, the same rabbi that his friend had gone to. Amalei Rav Papa said, Mad palaglach, who divided for you? Who said you could divide? The partnership didn't dissolve, and whatever wine still belonged to both of you, so the profits go to your friend too. Amalei, so he said, kachazina debasa didika asimar, I think you're coming after me. And it's, whatever hurts me, that's the argument you use. When it comes to cash, you said, sorry, the partnership could be dissolved. When it came to wine, you said it couldn't be dissolved. I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Kahai gav nevadai tzarech lodui. So I need to explain to him what I ruled, because he's going to think that the halacha discriminates against the man unfairly. So I'm going to explain like this. Zuzi, when it came to coins, mi shakil tavi v'shavik chasri, did he take the good coins and leave you with the coins that the weight had been worn down? No, it's he took half the coins, but that was equal to all the other coins. In other words, you had all the coins were either all worn down or all the coins were all good. He took half of them, he left you half of them. That was an equitable division. So since it was an equitable division, he could do it even without telling you about it. However, Chamra, but if you're going to divide up the wine without telling him, Kuli al Mayadi, everybody knows the Ikud Basam, Ikud Lo Basam. There's wine that's sweet, and then there are other barrels that are not sweet. So you can't divide the wine on your own without telling him, because it's not going to be an equitable division. So since it's not going to be an equitable division, you're not allowed to do it, and therefore your actions didn't take effect. You guys were still partners.
But he took all the money of the partnership to buy wine, Rabbi, or half of it?
No. He just split the wine.
They had both put in money. They bought wine together. And then he divided up the wine. He said, okay, this half is only mine.
So all the money were put into wine.
Into wine, yeah.
Different than the first time, which is just half
the building. Half the building without asking.
Okay. So if all the wine was sweet,
would he be entitled to dissolve the partnership on his own?
Maybe that would be different.
Breaking the Torah prohibition also, Rabbi.
Taking revenge. Okay, these guys were not religious. They were kutim. Kufa, we learned before. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that when you have a partnership of money, Zuzi, come on to plead you dummy. Coins is already as if it's divided. You can divide without permission of the other guy. So again, Hanimili, Tavi Vitavi, that's when all the coins are good. What's Kuli Vitzkuli, or all the coins have full weight. Avitavi Vitzkuli, low. But if I'm going to take the coins that are popular, and you're going to take the coins that are full weight, I'm going to leave for you the coins that are full weight, that we can only do willfully. I can't do that against your will, because that's not an equitable division. Rav Chama Avamogir Zuzi Bipshita Biyoma. Rav Chama used to rent out his money. The same way I can rent out my animal, I'll rent out my money. I'll give you money, you can use it, and each day you'll pay me a pshut, you'll pay me a little eighth of a silver coin. So Kalu Zuzi Rav Chama, Rav Chama lost all of his money. So Husavris thought, Maishnami Mar, why is it any different than a shovel? I can rent out a shovel, you pay me every day for the use of my shovel, why can't I rent out the money? But Loi, he was wrong, it was interest. Because when you give somebody use of a shovel and he pays you every day for the shovel, he's going to give you the shovel. He's going to give it back to you, this shovel. Via diapchase. And when you look at the shovel, you see how his usage reduced its value. So that's why you're entitled to get money for the fact that you let him use it. That's the whole idea of why a landlord can get money. However, Zuzi, but if I give him money, lo hajra be'ena, he's never going to give me back the same coin I gave him. And lo yadi apchase, you also don't see in the coin any reduction in value when he gives me back a coin like I gave him a coin. So therefore, for me to get money from my coins is interest. If a person charges interest, he's going to lose all of his money. Amar Rava, Rava said, Shari le inish lemem le lechavri, a person's allowed to tell his friend, hey lechar bezuzi, I'm giving you four coins as a gift. Uzve leplan yezuzi, now you go, because I gave you a gift, go give a loan to Reuven. That's not considered that the man is getting interest. Because lo asra Torah l'ribis haba milova l'malva. When the Torah prohibits interest, it's that the borrower can't give the lender interest. He can't give the lender the money that he borrowed plus more. But here it's not the borrower giving him money. It's some other person giving a gift to the lender to encourage the lender to give loans. That's fine.
You're allowed to give ribis if you give tzedakah? If I say I'm going to lend all your money and instead of ribis,
hey, on my behalf. That's okay. Sounds like it. Rava,
they're saying the shovel get used. What about inflation?
Rama Rava, Rava said, Shari Leila Inish Lemem Leila Chavre, a person's allowed to tell his friend, Shakilach Arba Zuzi, here I'm giving you four Zuz, and more Leila Ploni, and you tell Reuven, Los Fun Zuzi. And tell Reuven to lend me a zuz. And that's also not considered interest. My time or why? Schar amira kashakel. I'm paying him for a service. The service of lobbying on my behalf. He deserves to get paid for his words. Ki hada Abba Mar braid Rav Papa. Like the story of Abba Mar, the son of Rav Papa. Ava shakel ugna dekira. He was taking the mikira. He was taking these spheres of wax from a wax salesman, and he told his father, Osfinu Zuzi, he said to his father, okay, lend these people money. Amru le Rabbanan le Rav Papa, Achil Brei Damar Rabisa, is the son of Rav Papa, the son of the master, eating ribis, because he's taking wax, because of the loan that his father is lending them. Amluhus, Rav Papa said, no, kol ki hai ribisa nechol, this is something which is allowed to be eaten. The Torah prohibits interest from the borrower to the lender. Hacha, but over here, they don't give the interest to me. I'm lending them the money to give to my son. Okay, that's something different. Schar amira kashakil. They're giving to my son money because he got me to give them a loan, because he convinced me, because he lobbied for them. The Shari, and that is, in fact, allowed.
All the exchange people, even considering doing exchange. You come with a dollar, they give you shekel, they make 1%. Is this a shulchani?
1%.
That's a shulchani.
That's a commission, no?
Commission. I don't know. We have to look into it. I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah taught that you can't give to a shepherd, you know, small animals and have him increase the value of the animal with the provision that he'll get half the gain or he'll suffer half the loss, because here he's working on your half without getting reimbursed. You have to pay him something. That's what the Mishnah had said last Mishnah. Okay, but now this Mishnah says like this. Shamin para, but if it's a big animal, you gave a big cow to the shepherd, v'chamor, or a big donkey, v'chol davar shu osav ochel, anything that is going to itself be useful, it's going to do work, it's going to schlep things, it's going to produce milk, lemechza, and you say you're going to take care of it, and you're going to get half of the profit, and if there's going to be a loss, you'll get half the loss will be yours. That's okay, because since he's getting the labor of this animal, that's how he's getting reimbursed in a way that makes it not interest. Welcome Shanagu Lachlokas Avlados Miyad, in a place where they have the custom that the shepherd and the owner of the cow divide the animals right away, divide the children right away. Let's say, as we saw earlier, for a sheep after 30 days, for a big animal, for a cow after 50 days, cholkin, they divide it right away. Malkum shenagu lagadol, but in a place where the custom is that you, the shepherd, have to raise the calves until they become big animals, you got yagdilu, then the shepherd has to raise them until they become big animals. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that even though we said that if it's a big cow, we can say the shepherd doesn't need to get paid separately for taking care of the cow. But in small cows, he does need to get paid separately. You can't just get the option of maybe getting 50% of the possible profits. Nevertheless, if you gave a big cow together with a small cow, even though the small cow doesn't do any work, you don't need to pay him separately. Shaman egalim imo, siyachim imo, because the small cow and the small horse follow their mother, it's not going to be much effort to take care of them. Mishnah now says a new law. Umafriz al sadehu. If somebody rents his field to his friend, or someone rents a field from the friend, he can tell the owner of the field, I need some more money. Besides, I need money in order to, besides that I'm going to give you back as the loan, to increase the field, to make it look better. And that does not appear to be ribis. That does not appear to be interest. Yisrael, Yisrael, Shemira, Baruch Hashem, Amen.